good.
And what's your impressions of Peyton Manning now that he's had a few games under his belt in his comeback season here?
Obviously not only a few games. I mean, we've, because he's a division opponent, watched throughout preseason and watched the games they played on a weekly basis and do our preparation. And he looks outstanding. I mean, it looks like Peyton to me, making great decisions, accurate, moving the ball. Ball's going up and down the field. They're outstanding in the red zone. Those are things that I think you're looking for from your offensive team and your quarterback.
Norv, could you talk a little bit about how fast New England went against the Bronco defense last week? And is that something that, it's not easy for other teams to do, that, in order to go that fast, you have to have someone like Brady at quarterback or the continuity?
Well, here's the deal. First of all, if you're going to run a no-huddle and you're being that type of deal, I think you have to put the time in, which New England obviously has. They've invested time and they've done a lot of research to be able to do it. But then it's got to fit your personnel. And there's a number of players, I think, on their team that really make that possible for them to do. Their backs are good receivers, so they can move them around and place them in the slot. And then they have a tight end who's not only an outstanding receiver, but he's an outstanding blocker. So they don't have to do a lot of substitution to get done what they want to get done. So now they've obviously streamlined it. Amazing. It's amazing what they've done and how they've streamlined it. And they're very efficient with it. And they get up there and they run plays they're very good at. So, we were back there last year and played them and got a good dose of it, and it's hard to handle.
Could your teams do it?
Well, again, I don't know that our personnel matches up in terms of the same way. You look at what New England, I mean, we do a lot of substitution with personnel to get the guys in the game that do, to hopefully do what they do best. There's some things that we've done with our no huddle. There's some things we do speed it up. And, to me, it's how the game is going and what you need to do in terms of how the best way you think you can move the ball.
Anything from Von Miller in his second year that you've seen, any difference in the way he's playing compared to his rookie year?
He's just an outstanding player. I mean, we all know he's a great pass rusher, and he's got really outstanding pass rush moves. He's playing linebacker, and he's, a complete player there. He's doing a good job in terms of the things you have to do as an outside linebacker. So you have to, you just have to account for him. And that's, to me, the thing you do. And when you look at good teams, they have a number of guys that create matchup problems, and you have to make sure you handle those matchups.
Norv, why do you think your teams in the past couple of years have had problems finishing in the fourth quarter or coming from behind?
Well, there's a lot made of that. We've had four or five games where, unfortunately, we were down and we scored twice. You score twice to get within seven, and then the last drive falls short. If you're a good team, those are the things you do in terms of finish. And there's been a number of games we've been in those situations. As a year ago we had 13 different offensive linemen play three or four of those games. People were talking about. We had three backups in the game in the offensive line, so your protection. There's a lot of things. I mean, when I look at it, I don't look at it as a group. I look at it, you break it down from a game to game, and then look at it as a play to play. We had 80 yards. I thought we were going to drive the ball and score last week. We had 80 yards of offense called back with penalties or three straight penalty calls. So there's a lot of things that affect you.
What is Eddie Royal added to your guys' offense, special teams, and why was it that you guys wanted to go after him in free agency?
Well, he's had another playmaker to our team, and I think he's had a guy that can make big plays on offense. We know he's an outstanding punt returner. He had a big punt return call back in the Raider game, and we haven't had a lot of opportunities to get him loose as a returner, but he missed most of training camp, so that put us a little bit behind. But I think he and Phillip continue to get on the same page, and I look forward, as we go through the rest of the season, for him to, make big plays for us.
Did the big games he had against you as a Bronco over the years, was that a factor of why you guys wanted to get him?
I think, you know, when you look at the way he played when Mike was there and with Cutler and 90 catches and you saw all the different things he did, that probably had an impact. And then obviously he had big games against us.
Is Phillip getting hit too much for your liking?
He did in a couple games. We had the rookie left tackle in there, the rookie free agent, and it was, we beat Tennessee, but he got hit a little more than I'd like. I thought he got in the Atlanta game, they got after it pretty good. I didn't think he got hit as much in Kansas City. And then last week, for most of the game, I thought he was pretty clean.
Are you going to make it a point of emphasis with your team if you're hurt? To get out of the game after last week?
We always do. And that thing's been blown out of proportion. I mean, he strained it on the second to last play of the game, and he was in there for two plays. I thought there's a lot of big plays in that game. When you intercept ball for a touchdown and have a chance to take a 17-point lead and it's called back because of penalty, those are plays that put us in the position we were at the end of the game.
Phillip had that rut of interceptions last year. Is it? Do you think that was something where he was trying to do too much, and is he better at kind of managing things?
I think it was. He's played. He started here. A lot of years, and he's gone through most of those years, and had a very good touchdown to interception ratio, and not throwing a lot of interceptions. He went through a stretch where we were struggling as a team. We're behind. We had a lot of different guys playing. I don't know. He made trying to do too much, make bad decisions. Unfortunately, quarterbacks who play a lot, play over a long period of time, can go through a period like that. I think that's behind them, and I think he's making outstanding decisions.
Was that Saints game, Coach, the best you've seen Ryan Matthews run the football this year?
Oh, this year, certainly. He obviously missed all of training camp, came back for the Atlanta game and played, had 10 carries or whatever. And each week he's gotten better in practice and gotten better in games. And it's hard if you're young. And you get hurt in the first preseason game and you miss 6 weeks. I think it sets you back a little bit, but I still think he's going to have an outstanding season.
Coach, will we see an emphasis on getting tight end Antonio Gates more involved here going forward for the season?
Our emphasis is doing whatever we can do to go move the ball and score points. And we have a lot of guys who can contribute to us. And if teams are going to double team and grab and hold Antonio, they're giving us an opportunity to get the ball somewhere else. I think we have good balance in our offensive team. And I do believe offensively those things, they kind of move from, someone hurts somebody and then the next team tries, says we got to make sure that guy doesn't hurt us or this guy. And I think it just happens. And we need Antonio to be part of contribute to our offense, and he does. But if people are going to just be overcommitted to him, we've got to find a way to use all our guys.
Norv, he's a local guy, but how's John Bacano done since the news about his brother?
Well, John, that was a tough week. As I said, he found out Wednesday morning. We'd come off a loss to Atlanta, and we're getting ready to play a division game in Kansas City. And he didn't blink. He handled extremely well. He's obviously very concerned about his brother. But, right now, I think everyone is very optimistic. And I spent a lot of time with John during that week, and I thought he was just outstanding the way he handled it. And he's done a great job defensively. We're like every other team. After 5 weeks, we have areas we've got to play better, but we're doing a lot of good things. You talk about Phillip getting hit. We're hitting the quarterback a lot more than we have. We're getting sacks. We're harassing him. We just got to continue to get better on the back end.
What role have you given Steve Fairchild there?
Steve's a good coach, and he's working with our offense. He works with the passing game, and he's very involved on game day in terms of what we're doing and how we're attacking people and what our strategy and what we're trying to get done. And he's just an outstanding coach. He's a veteran coach who's been through it all. He's seen it all, and I think he's helping us.